Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Quentin. Hey, Quentin, he sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hi to Oscar from New Zealand, Arzu from Miami, Florida, Nora and Walker from California, Gray from Indiana, Lyndon from Ontario, Canada, and Connor from Indiana. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on the Spy Kid team. We could not do this without you. And hey, if you listen all the way to the end, there's going to be some more shout outs. But are you ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Welcome back to Kid Short Stories Premium. Quentin, are you there? Quentin opened the door and saw his friend Steven standing there at his front door. Hey, Steven, what's going on? Quentin, something terrible happened. Like, my dog is missing. Oh, no, Quentin said. You see, Steven's dog was one of the fluffiest, nicest dogs Quentin had ever seen. When was the last time you saw him? Well, it's crazy, Quentin, because, like, just earlier this morning we were playing in the backyard and I went to go grab a stick and all of a sudden he was just gone.
Inside your fenced backyard?
Yeah, like he like legit just disappeared.
All right, that sounds like a mystery. Let's go.
Quentin grabbed his spy gear and headed over towards Steven's house next door. As they surveyed the backyard for clues, they didn't see anything.
The fence seems pretty strong. Like, there's no way he could have got through this, or...
Is he hiding in the bushes over there?
No, I already checked there, said Steven.
Okay, Wait, did you hear that?
Hear what?
I definitely heard some little bark. It didn't sound like your dog, but there it is again.
Quentin and Steven got down on their hands and knees and
look at that. That's my dog, but he's the size of a mouse.
They couldn't believe their eyes. Steven's dog, which was a normal sized dog, had somehow shrunk to the size of a mouse.
That's why he was so hard to find.
Steven carefully picked him up and looked like his dog, McFluffers, was really scared.
Oh no, McFluffers. It's okay, I'm here. We're gonna figure this out. Quentin, what in the world happened?
Quentin had never seen anything like this before. Have you ever seen a dog the size of a mouse?
Me neither.
All right, Steven, this is super weird.
What was that?
Quentin and Steven both heard screaming next door.
What's going on over there?
Oh, it's at Miss Potter's house. Hey, Miss Potter.
Help! My dog!
Oh no, I bet her dog got shrunk down too. Let's go help her.
Quentin and Steven ran over to Miss Potter's house. But
holy smokes, Jasper's ginormous.
You see, Miss Potter had a puppy named Jasper. And Jasper was a cute, tiny little fluffy dog. But Jasper was now like the size of an elephant.
Holy cow, what on earth happened? Miss Potter, have you been feeding Jasper like elephant food or something?
No. He was just fine. A minute ago, I just let him outside, and then all of a sudden he turned this big, and I'm gonna...
Oh no, Miss Potter passed out. She got so worried and scared, she just passed out.
Oh, Miss Potter, it's gonna be okay.
As they picked up her head, she came to and said,
Oh boys, I don't know what to do. Can you help me figure this out? Sure thing, Miss Potter. The case is a mystery that we are gonna solve. Let's go.
Quentin and Stephen ran back to their house to try and figure out what on earth was going on. And pretty soon they heard that all the dogs in their neighborhood were different sizes than normal. Some of them were super big, and some of them were really small, like a mouse. This is really weird. I think someone's doing this, Quentin said, as he put on his detective hat. He started to wonder,
oh wait, let's draw a map. Let's see if there's anything, you know, suspicious about this. So they drew a map of the whole neighborhood, and everyone that had a dog, they put on the map to see which ones were getting big and which ones were getting small, and if all the dogs in the neighborhood were changing or just some of them. And by doing that, they learned that there was something in common. You see, the houses that bordered this one small forest, those were the ones that the dogs were changing sizes. So Quentin, after analyzing the map, he decided something must be going on in that forest.
All right, Stephen, are you able to come with, or do you have to go home?
I think I have to go back home because I need to tell my mom and dad what's going on because this is all crazy.
All right. Well, I'll let you know if I find anything. You bring your little dog back inside and keep him safe. I'll try and figure out a way to bring him back to a normal size.
All right. We'll see you. Bye.
Stephen ran back inside. It was Quentin all alone, but he was very brave and very smart. As he started to walk in the forest for some clues, he heard a sound. There was like someone was walking in the forest, and so he quick hid behind a tree.
Okay.
He was looking, didn't see anything moving, and then he heard something in the trees.
Wait, it's coming from up there.
Quentin looked up in the trees, and there it was. There was some kind of treehouse that he had never seen before. He had been in this forest 1,000 times, but there was never a treehouse here before.
That's so cool.
But who put it there? And then he heard a sound, a voice.
Oh, well,
What? That's strange. It sounds kind of like someone's crying up there. Quentin shouted up at the treehouse.
Hello? Are you okay up there?
Who's down there?
My name's Quentin. What's your name?
I don't have a name, but I'm a forest wizard. You don't be mean to me, or else I'll do something terrible.
Oh, a forest wizard? What is that? Hello, Mr. Forest Wizard. Do you know why all the dogs are changing sizes?
I think the Forest Wizard was nervous that he had just been caught.
Yes, I do. I know what's going on, but,
It's okay. If you know how to change them back, that would be really helpful because everyone's worried about their dogs. Because they're getting really big and really small, and it's...
Okay.
The Forest Wizard carefully, slowly climbed down from the treehouse and began to describe and explain to Quentin what had happened.
You see, I have these special powers that I can make things really big or really small, and I never know what to use them on, and I thought it would be fun to have big puppies and small puppies. I didn't mean to hurt anybody.
Oh, well, that is a really cool skill that you have there, and I bet we can find a better way to use it. But first, can we fix everyone's dog problem? Because there's a neighbor, Miss Potter, and her dog is like the size of an elephant. And my friend's dog is the size of a mouse, and it's a big mess. Could you help me clean it up?
Oh, absolutely. Well, let's get started.
And Quentin walked with the Force Wizard all around the neighborhood, and he put all the dogs and puppies back to their normal sizes.
Whew! All right. Oh, I have an idea, Quentin said.
You see, I know of a way that you can use those special skills and powers that you have in a way that everyone would love.
Oh, you do? What do you think that would be?
You know what everyone loves in my neighborhood? Everyone really likes candy and ice cream. And can you imagine if you could make candy elephant-sized? Like the biggest sprinkles in the world, or the biggest... All of our favorite candies, you could make them super big. And that wouldn't cause any problems.
You think? Oh, that would be wonderful and super fun. I'll be the candy man and turn everyone's little pieces of candy into ginormous pieces. Oh, that would be fun.
And just like that, Quentin made a new friend with the Forest Wizard, who now, instead of turning everyone's dogs into crazy sizes, he was making everyone super happy by making their candy super big. Wouldn't that be silly if you were able to make your favorite candy super-sized? Yeah, that would be super silly. Well, maybe Quentin and his Forest Wizard friend can come over to your neighborhood sometime and make your candy super-duper big. The size of an elephant! All right, friends, we'll see you next time on Kids Short Stories Premium. Bye!
Listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for some more kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Heidi and Emily from Vancouver, BC, Akash from India, Dean and Jack from Aruba, Alexander from Iceland, Raghav and Manav from Chicago, Nolan from Colorado, Lennon and Fox from Los Angeles. Woohoo! I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on the Spy Kid team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. And you know what makes these stories the best? Yeah, sharing it with a friend. So make sure that you click follow and also send this story and share it with a friend, because our friends love stories and maybe they haven't heard of Kid Short Stories before. So it's your job to spread the word. We'll see you later. Bye.